I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. My first guest tonight needs no introduction, so get out here, Oprah Winfrey.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thanks, John. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
People are pretty excited that you're here, as you can tell.
Changed the place.
We have. We changed it a little bit.
Remodeling.
We freshened it up a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I just remodeled my house. I can't imagine what this costs. Wow.
Yeah. We had to take a loan out.
I see. I can figure that.
Well, thanks for being here.
I'm excited to celebrate you.
Celebrate me?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Tonight I celebrate my love for you.
This is the thing. I was saying to your team that I've never seen in my life a greater marketing campaign. You were on the back of every we couldn't get away from you. You're driving down the street.
No, if you slammed into like an abutment with your car, your airbag would explode and my face would be right
Absolutely.
On the inside. It was everywhere.
You were everywhere.
Yeah.
And that is a
lot. No pressure.
That is a lot of pressure. And, you know, I remember when I was moving from Nashville to Baltimore as a young reporter, I had a smaller campaign, but I was on billboards and buses. This is like 1976. And the campaign was, "What is an Oprah?" And, and you're on everything on the bus. And then when I came on the air, it was just me. And people were like, "That's Oprah?" So it's a hard thing to live up to when you have...
I don't have to live up to Oprah.
No, but you have to...
I would love my picture, and then what is an Oprah would be great.
But you stepped into it. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. There it is.
That was a high bar.
Well, thank you for being here. That's all I needed. Oprah Winfrey, everybody.
Well,
I want to talk about something you've stepped into. The series is called Belief.
Yes.
Okay, and it's going to be on OWN.
Yes.
And
starting Sunday.
It's about a variety of world religions and what they mean to individual people's lives, how they change their lives, make their lives better, and how people use them to seek love, friendship, peace. Why did you want to make this series now?
Well, it's actually bigger than religion. It's about the heart of people opening up and yearning for something that's deeper and greater. And so some of the people are religious, and some of the people are just seeking in their own way. Because in one part of the series, we have this wonderful rock climber named Alex, who says that he's an atheist, and he only believes in this moment, that he doesn't believe in any deity. But his devotion and his passion for life is something that you see threaded through all of the stories. So I wanted to do this because in one of my darkest moments when I was forming the network and I'd run into Lorne Michaels, who had said, "Oh, baby, you're going to be in for a huge learning curve. It's going to be going to take you 5 years. It's going to be harder than anything you've ever done." And I was going, "Oh, I'll be okay." And then learned that, you know, developing a network from scratch was harder than I thought, imagined. So when I was in the heat of the crisis, when everybody was saying, "Oh, no, Oprah, you should have kept your day job," when... I can see that you were some of the people saying that. Thank you all, friends. But anyway, when people were saying those kinds of things, I tend to go, when you're challenged in life, I find that going deeper inside yourself to ask the question, what do I really want? Why did I really make this decision? And I had seen a planet, Earth, done by the great Discovery Channel, and I wanted to create something that spoke to the spirit of us all.
Well, that's what that's my impression from having watched it, is that it is like...
Planet Spirit.
It's Planet Spirit, exactly.
Planet Spirit.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get back into some of the details of it and some of the stories that meant the most to you in just one moment. We're gonna take a little break. You can stick around and talk
break.
A little bit
okay,
more?
Okay,
okay,
okay
great.
Yeah,
we'll be right back. We'll continue talking with the things that are most important in the world to Oprah Winfrey.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Oprah Winfrey. Now, as we're talking before about the series called Belief,
yeah.
Is there a difference for you between faith and belief?
Yeah, there is, because there are a lot of people who don't think that they are faithful people, but have beliefs. You know, you cannot be in the world without believing in something, even if you don't call it a deity. So there are people who believe in working hard and striving for their best, and you know, but don't have a necessary religious belief. And faith is very different. I think faith is knowing that no matter what, you're going to be okay. And I've always been a part of that faithful. You know, I used to be a little preacher. So when I was...
How little? Like, how little are we talking here?
I'm talking like 7, 8, 9, 12, 15. And then... when I was in third grade, people used to call me, here come that preacher girl again.
Were you preaching the gospel at that
time? I was preaching the gospel. Yes, I was.
Wow.
I would remember the Bible verses and passages.
Do you have a favorite passage from the Bible?
Yes, I do. Do you?
I do.
Okay, let's hear yours.
Mine's from Matthew. I like it because Jesus says, so I say to you, do not worry, for who among you by worrying could change a hair on his head or add a cubit to the span of his life? What I like about it is that it's a commandment to not worry, and I'll go with that. I'll go with that.
I
can't live it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But I like that. It's not like, you know, try not to worry. So I say to you, do not worry.
Ooh, I love that.
So if you worry, you're being disobedient.
That's right. If you worry, you're sinning.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So how about you?
Okay, mine is Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself.
Oh.
I love the word delight, don't you? And I'm so
yeah.
I'm so glad that David knew it.
David was into delighting himself.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, how about these stories?
No, wait. Well, delight thyself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, what that says to me, Lord has a wide range. What is Lord? Compassion, love, forgiveness, kindness. So you delight yourself in those virtues where the character of the Lord is revealed. Delight thyself in goodness. Delight thyself in love, kindness, and compassion. And you will receive the desires of your heart.
Oh, that's interesting.
Don't you like that?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says to me, if you focus on being a force for good, then mm-hmm. goodness will come, which is also the third law of motion, which is also the karma, which is also the golden rule.
Which is also The Secret, all that book, The Secret, too.
Kind of, a little bit.
Is there are all kinds of different beliefs, as you said. There's atheists in this, there are people who...
Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim.
Is there a favorite story, or is there if you hadn't been raised Christian, would you look at this and go like, okay, what's my second choice here? I had to pick a second one based on these stories.
Yes.
I'm not asking for an ultimate Oprah judgment. Okay.
This is not Oprah's
religion club.
Yes, this is a great thing.
Is there one that really appeals to you, a story that really appeals to you?
The great thing about belief is that it allows you to see the range mm-hmm. and to be what I'm hoping is more accepting. Because, you know, we live in this world where people just try to tolerate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Not that hard either.
And I want to say, my God, people, it's the planet Earth. We're all different, and we're all here to learn to accept each other's differences. And that's what makes us the planet Earth. That's what makes it. So, actually, my favorite story is the Aboriginal grandfather who is trying to teach his grandson what he calls the song line. Now, I never heard of a song line, but that's what they believe, that the ancestors, that they were sung into existence, were wow. saying into existence. And he's teaching the song line, and as he's watching his grandson, as he's passing on the story of their ancestral 50,000-year-old history, he says, I have to pass these words on to my grandson, otherwise he won't know who he is. And that, to me, is so true, that if you don't have your grandmothers and your mothers and your grandfathers telling you who you are, where you've come from, then you will be lost. And he says, I have to pass this on to my grandson so he will not be lost.
I love that because...
Thank you.
There's one of the stories I really liked is it's a young man, about to be a young man. I believe it's in Budapest.
Yeah.
And he is about to have his bar mitzvah.
Yes.
And this is a beautiful story. Jim, take a look at this.
This is a time for Mendel to begin thinking more about the world and his place in it.
We start singing, hey, I'm bar mitzvah. Now I should be starting questioning things. Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? Is God the person with the old white beard?
My son Mendel, I like the way he questions things. Questioning is the heart of Judaism.
During his bar mitzvah, Mendel will lead a service in the synagogue and read aloud from the Torah, the first five books of the Hebrew Bible.
What I love about that story.
I love that too.
What I love about that story, and I love about so many of the stories, like the story of the 9-year-old jumping from the tower on Pentecost Island in the South Pacific for his father, is that, you know, I go to a church and I am somewhat religious, and when I try to explain to some people who aren't, or that I have a belief, is that I say, well, I was given this by my ancestors. I look at my children, I go, well, I love them, I wouldn't want to give them anything that I didn't think would help them, so I assume I was given this by my ancestors because they gave it to me to try to help me.
You, yes.
And I open it like a box and I wonder what's inside, but I don't think I've gotten to the bottom at any point.
I don't think we ever do.
The gift out.
Yes, I don't think we ever do.
But it's not the only gift you can get, I accept that.
Yes. Boy, you're deep.
But thank you for this beautiful series. And I can't wait to see the rest of it.
Thank you so much. Thanks
Oprah
for having
Winfrey.
Me here. Congratulations.
Oprah Winfrey. The 7-night television event, Belief, airs October 18th to 24th at 8 p.m. on OWN. And that is Oprah Winfrey, everybody. We'll be right back.
Coming up, Gayle King.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we all love my next guest. She's one of the anchors of the soon-to-be number one CBS This Morning and an editor-at-large of Oh, the Oprah Magazine. Please welcome my best friend, Gayle King. Lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you. I like that introduction. You said, soon to be the number one morning show.
Oh,
I like
CBS's morning.
Didn't you like that
fantastic.
Audience?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
minute now, right?
Thank you, audience. Doing great. Thank you.
You guys are doing great.
Stephen, we have had the highest numbers that the network has had in like 28 years. So think about this for a second, guys. Think about this. We haven't been number one since Captain Kangaroo. Probably you all don't remember that. We haven't been number one since Captain Kangaroo. Yeah. So when we started, Nora, Charlie, and I started in 2012, we were 2 million behind, 2.5 million behind the Today Show. Now we're 600,000 behind viewers. That's really big. That's
big. Congratulations.
So we're in striking distance.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're very psyched about it. We're working really hard and really excited about
it. I know you are. And thank you for being here, because I know, like, this is broadcasting technically after midnight.
I know.
So am I, like, officially on your show right now,
yes.
CBS This Morning? Because it is the morning officially right
now. You are so right, because I get it. My alarm goes off at 3:20 in the morning.
What?
I know, that's what I said, 3:20 in the morning.
Why go to bed?
But I was up late last night.
You actually went out and did something on a school night?
It's called Beyonce.
You went out?
Beyonce.
Okay. Now, when you say Beyonce, does that mean you went to a concert, or did you just hang out with Beyonce?
No, just went to the concert. I was one of 45,000 people, although I did go backstage. But this is the thing. I'm walking around with, I'm the dork that walks around, the things that you're supposed to cut off.
This thing right here? Is this it?
June 8th, 2016. The Formation Tour, I was there.
Wow. That makes you look really cool, or like you just escaped from a hospital.
I figure I'll cut it off in a couple of days. But I'm telling you, I first covered her when she was 18 with Destiny's Child. Mm-hmm. So to see her go from that to this, to the woman that she is, is amazing to me.
But
so
do you like them both? There. Do you like Jay-Z too?
Oh, yes, I love him. Yeah. I love Jay-Z.
We don't have to pick now? We're not supposed to pick one or the other at this
point? No, we don't have to pick. No, you can like them both. You know, this is how I discovered Jay-Z. My son, who's now 29, when he was 8, he was playing a Jay-Z song, Give Me That Sweet, That Gushy Stuff, Say What? And I went into his room and I said, you can't listen to that vulgarity. Take that off. I said, who is this? And so it's very disconcerting to hear an 8-year-old saying, give me that sweet, that gushy stuff, that nasty stuff, say what? He goes, Mom, it's the beat. So fast forward to last year, a couple years later, his name is Will, he was living in Shanghai. I went from New York, he went from Shanghai. We met in Paris to see Jay-Z. Why?
Wow.
Why? Because we wanted to be Negroes in Paris, singing Negroes in Paris, with Negroes in Paris. You all know the song. You all know the song. So there I am, Stephen. I'm up there. Put your diamonds up, make some noise.
See?
It's late night. I know you.
It is language like that is why you're catching up on the other morning shows. People love a little salty talk in the morning. It's better than caffeine
and
the coffee.
I know that this audience can handle it.
Yes,
they can. I would never talk like that on CBS This Morning.
Cory Booker, our friend Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey.
Yes.
He says, not only you are a great host, but that you have a talk show everywhere you go. Mm. What he says that you're always up for a chat. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's really ironic that when I was a kid, I lived in Turkey. We didn't have television, but I was a voracious reader. So when I came to the States and discovered television, I was, wow, so fascinated. As a kid, we used to have to watch the news, Walter Cronkite, my dad said.
Sure, Walter Wonderful.
Yeah, Walter Wonderful. You should know what's going on in the world. So I now talk about the news in the studio where Walter Cronkite delivered the news. That's amazing. It's a full circle moment for me. Wow. I think so. You know, my dad died when I was a freshman in college, and he never got to see it. But I have a natural curiosity. When I was in fourth grade, the teacher said, dear Mr. and Mrs. King, Gail King is bright, but she tends to talk a lot in class and is disruptive. Mm-hmm. I brought it to her attention. Now I'm bringing it to yours. And I lived in a house where if you got a note home from the teacher, you're in big trouble. So it's ironic to me that I make my living talking. I really like people. I like you, Stephen.
I like you, too.
I like you.
Well,
you've been on our show, you know.
Yeah, your show was great.
You know.
What
do you like about Stephen CBS This Morning?
What do I like about it?
No.
I've been on all the morning shows.
Uh-huh.
Yours is the only one that does not seem like an insane circus.
Yeah.
They're all wonderful to be on, but the other ones kind of like, it feels like you're in like an industrial dryer that people have also thrown some fluorescent tubes in and closed the door behind you. It's so hectic on the other shows.
No.
You guys feels like we're getting a calm dose of what the day is.
I mean, you know, it's just all of us are really calm, curious people. we bring different things to the table. And it starts with having the circle of a table so there's a real conversation. Mm-hmm. And we give time for a conversation to breathe.
I really enjoyed your interview you did with the Obamas for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Talking about the presidency, when President Obama was nominated 8 years ago, there was a sense of the history of the moment.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we are rightly informed of the history of the moment for Mrs. Clinton being nominated. Why do you think there's not the same feeling of the history of the moment as broadly?
Well, because I think that when Barack Obama became the Democratic nominee, there really wasn't the word presumptive so much because it was really a done deal. Now you still have Bernie Sanders, even though it is a done deal. You know, when you look at the math, it would be very difficult for him to win. But he still thinks and is encouraging people to think that he does. And so it's not as clean as it was with Barack Obama. But really, when you think about it, as a woman person sitting here today, to have a woman as a Democratic presumptive nominee is a really big deal and something that should be celebrated. You know, regardless of how you feel about Hillary Clinton, regardless of whether you like Hillary Clinton or you don't like Hillary Clinton or you think she's polarizing, whatever you think about her, what she has accomplished is amazing. And I do celebrate that as a woman person. So, you know, we will get to the fact, you know, that the party is still a little fractured, so to speak. You know, the president spoke to Bernie Sanders today. So, you know, there is still some healing that needs to be done. But I think at the end, you will have a Republican candidate, we already have, and you will have a Democratic candidate, and we can all go to the polls and decide to the who we're going to vote for in November.
I can't wait for it to be over.
Oh, come on, Stephen. Don't you really think, though, seriously, it is a gift that keeps on giving. You never know what's going to happen in this election. I love that.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's like herpes. There's no getting rid of it. Well, thank you so much for being here, Gail. Lovely. Living in the
herpes.
Day. No. Oh, okay. Sir, Purell? You want some Purell? There you go. CBS This Morning, 7 to 9 a.m. only. CBS.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.